Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, November 3rd. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. I know sometimes it can be difficult, but do your best. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come this evening, thanking you for all of your many blessings. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present time. Realize, Father God, that you are the one who kept us and protected us from all harm and danger. So, Lord, we just say thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing for us. And, Lord, and I pray that you will continue to be with us all and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We thank you, Father God, for this branch of Zion known as the First Baptist Church. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us all these many years. We thank you for our pastor that you are allowed to be here with us for over 45 years. Knowing, Lord God, it didn't have to be. But, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, and Father God, and we thank you for all who are connected with this bright design. And we pray, Father God, that you will continue to be with us. Help us, Lord God, to be the people that you would have us to be. We pray for the sick this evening. Pray, Lord God, that you will continue your healing power on them. Father God, the ones that we know about and the ones that we don't know, we lift them all up to you tonight because we know that you are able to do all things. We ask, Father God, that you will be with the bereaved families. Ask you to comfort them in their hours of bereavement, letting them know earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in a way that you would have us to go. We thank you, and we praise your holy name tonight, Lord God, because we know that we can't make it without you. We need you at all time and in everything that we are even think about doing. We need you. And Father, now asking you to help us, Lord, to be strong. Help us, Lord God, to continue on in your name because, Lord, because when we would do good, evil is lurking on every side. So, Father, we just ask you to help us, Lord God, to be strong and to hold on to your unchanging hand. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Shirley Smith.
I will be reading the 121st Psalm as my scripture reading. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I'd like to thank you for all that you have done for all of us at First Baptist. And Father God, I'd like to thank you for First Baptist. And I'd like to thank you for our deaconess board, our deacon board, our trustee board. And Father God, I want to thank you for our pastor and his daughter. Lord, I'm asking you to prop them up on every lean inside, Lord, and keep them strong, because, Lord, we still need them. Lord, I'd like to thank all the technical people which allow us to have these type of services, because without them, we could not be together and do a lot of things that we are doing now. Father God, you have been just so good to us. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not thank you enough. Lord, I'm asking you to please keep blessing us and keeping us strong. And I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak to the Lord directly. We will have approximately two minutes for you to do so. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us look to the Lord. Gracious Father in heaven, Almighty God, our Creator, the great I Am, the author and finisher of our faith, we thank you for allowing us to come together in your name to offer our prayers and our thoughts and concerns. Father, we thank you for allowing us to have this prayer service. Although we can't gather in person, we have this wonderful technology that allows us to still reach out to one another. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this mighty house of Zion, First Baptist Church. Bless our pastor and his family, Father God. Continue to shower them with all goodness and praise. We ask Father God, that you look after and bless each and every household that's participating in this prayer experience. And Father, we ask that you place a special blessing upon our inspirational speaker for this evening. We know you've put a mighty word on her heart that she'll deliver for all of us to be lifted up by. And Father, as we see the leaves falling and darkness coming earlier than usual, we know it's the coming of a new season. People are planning for the holidays and other activities. Father, we ask that as we look at this new season upon us, that we also think about it being a season of renewal, restoration, a time for reflection where we can think about how we can be closer to you, Father God. Father, we also ask that you bless us with the gifts of discernment and wisdom. Father God, we're in such a chaotic world right now. We don't know up from down, left from right. But we know your holy word stands true. For you are the same yesterday as today and forevermore, Heavenly Father. Help us to lean away from those temptations that Satan puts out there, Father God. The deceit, the hate, the distrust, the wrongful thoughts and wrongful words that come out of people's mouths, Father God. That's the will of Satan. So we ask that you continue to arm us, Father God, as your holy word says. Crown us with that helmet of salvation. Let us rely on that sword of the Spirit, Father God, to fight those evil temptations. For we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Father God, we ask that we continue to live by faith, grow by grace, and walk in love. In the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for tonight, Sister Brenda J., a.k.a. BJ Washington, leader of Circle Praise and administrative assistant of the First Baptist Church Senior Center.
The gift of the good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift of the good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift of the good on you.
It's a divine enablement. If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world
systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed,
designed
to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed,
designed
to make you sit down on your
kids. Don't you let
them. But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up. Looking good.
The gift looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it
and
well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
on it. Just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Yeah.
And
come
you
on, let's take it up. Wearing out so well.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
Good attitude.
I guess it looks good on you. It looks good on you.
Looks good.
I guess it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it.
Come on,
well.
Let's encourage somebody to be themselves. God has graced you to be you.
You.
It's an honor.
Well.
Take it up. Soprano.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
That's right, soprano.
I guess it looks good on you.
I see you.
It looks good.
Y'all wearing soprano wear.
I guess it looks good on you.
You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
I guess it looks good. And you wear it well.
God has graced you to sing soprano.
God has graced you.
Come on.
And you wear
take
it
out.
It well.
That's your grace. Stand. Come on, everybody. Put your hands.
Ooh.
Look at somebody say, operate in your grace. You're operating your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you.
You
honor it. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
Thank you. Good evening, good evening, me saints. To God be the glory. Psalms 145:7 reads, they shall abundantly utter the memories of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. My inspiration tonight is about this past weekend. This past weekend was my birthday weekend, and after 2 years of confinement, missing family gatherings, my niece said, Aunt Brenda, don't plan anything the weekend of your birthday. I said, okay. So the day came, I was picked up, and I was taken away to a B&B. And to me, that B&B was a bed of blessings. I was surprised the first evening with dinner at a restaurant where I was pleasantly surprised with family and friends. And it was a whole table of us. And it's been a long time since we were able, because of COVID, to sit down and just break bread with one another, talking what's happening and everything. You do it over the phone, but being in the presence of these young people was my true gift. Then I was taken away to a home where fully equipped with all the fineness that could be. And then again, Saturday, more family and friends came by. We did the usual playing cards and taking notes of what's happening to where they've been, what are they doing, their jobs. But a true gift came when the younger ones began to tell me how much they appreciated me, how they grew up, what I did for them. And it was truly overwhelming. I could not treasure more of a gift just knowing that they remembered. So I
I wrote an article about my weekend, and I want you to know God was in the mix. They didn't want to go home. They wanted to stay there and talk all night. These are young people. We're talking 20 and 30 years old. They could have been off doing something else, but, you know, we talked about COVID, but we just touched on it. But it was truly a family reunion, and that's what my desire for my birthday, I wanted. I'm sharing this with you tonight because it just tells me God is still in the mix. No matter how alone you may feel or no one is there, to know that someone care and remember the things you do is truly a gift. So I searched the Bible, and I first searched the Bible for my title of my story, which was True Gift. And it was nothing there in the Bible. So I searched again, and I said, I searched by the gift of memory. And I came across the praise of David in Psalms. And I wanted to read this passage to you because it truly fit my weekend and my inspiration for you. It reads, this is Psalms 4. It reads, one generation commends your work to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the righteous or the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonders work. They tell of the power of your awesome work, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful sing of your righteousness. Now, I know this passage was talking about David, but it reminded me of the dinner with my family. It reminded me how they were speaking of the goodness that I shared with them. And I told them it was by God's grace, he allowed me to instill that in them. And I hope that they, too, will pass it on. You have that gift in you. We fellowship together. We talk on the phone, we write little notes here and there, but you have that gift to share the goodness of someone, their act, their deeds. And I hope that you move forward and share all the memories that you have shared with your family and friends. To God be the glory, saints. Continue to be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a quick little happy birthday tribute to our speaker, Brenda J. Washington, a.k.a. BJ. The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to allow everyone to show their appreciation for our speaker.
Thank you, BJ. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Dr. Frank B. Tucker, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church.
We certainly thank God for BJ, the wonderful spirit, and her sharing with us today the joy that came her way over the weekend. It is so wonderful to come and recognize the fact that in the course of the ordinary things of life, you can see how God is blessing and God is moving and God is with us in the midst of what we are doing. And it's wonderful to discover that you are appreciated. And certainly we want to say hallelujah and praise God for BJ, who brings such delight and who loves to bring delight in the lives of people along the way. God bless you, BJ. And we want to thank each person who participated in this prayer experience. This is a wonderful time for us to share the words of the Lord and to talk to Him and draw nigh unto Him. And we praise God for all of the participants. And surely we praise God for every person who's on this line. And you are just beautiful and wonderful, and it's a wonderful thing to know that all over this community we have gathered to hear the experiences of others and to call upon God and to know that in our experience of prayer, we have as many persons attending as we do. Last week, we had over 105 persons on the phone, and I'm certain that that number is still raising high even now, and we thank God for that opportunity for the First Baptist family and friends to gather and to share together in the prayer unto the Lord. We are excited also because God is moving in our lives, and He's making it possible for us to continue to worship through the talents and gifts of those persons who are making this technology available. We thank God for that. And there is a team of persons who are looking forward to our reopening our church. And they are working hard to get all things in order that we may have the opportunity to return to the church, however few it might be, but we want to return and share in that experience. We're looking for a time when we will have both virtual and in-person capacity to worship together. There's a survey that committee will be sending out. It will be coming out to you this week, and we trust that you will use that survey. They are interested in getting your feelings, your thinking, and having your interests involved in the decisions as we move forward to make that happen. You'll be getting it this week through the pastor's letter, and we trust that you will receive it and fill it out. Take the time to fill it out and return it back to the committee. We certainly are grateful to God for His blessing us to come through another year, come to this particular time, to another season of the year where we're able to thank God for His goodness. This coming Sunday, we will have our communion experience, communion service, and we are asking that you make sure that you bring your elements or have your communion elements available that you may be able to participate in the communion experience. This weekend, the time will change, and we trust that you will move your clocks back so that you can get that extra moment of sleep and be ready for the services and not miss it this Sunday by being on time. This coming Sunday is our first Sunday and Communion Sunday, and the Reverend Donald Robinson will be bringing the message this morning, and on Sunday morning, and we ask that you would make a special effort to be present and to be with us. Let us remember the bereaved. We're having an ongoing number of persons who are bereaved. Let us pray for those families, and let us do what we can to cheer their hearts along the way. Sister Shirley Thompson transitioned on October the 27th. Let us pray for Sister Sharon Thomas, whose mother transitioned. And then let us pray for Sister Catherine Power Blunt, Sister Ashley Goins, Sister Beverly Brown, Sister Aeneas Dinkins, and the entire Taylor, Blunt, Goins, Brown, and Dinkins families. Let us keep them in our prayers. And Sister Catherine Powers Blunt's daughter, and our beloved member, Sister Alisa Taylor, transitioned. Let us pray for them. And then keep Ozzet Fortune, whose brother transitioned also, Trent Fortune. Let us pray for those families. We also want you to continue to pray for our sick and shut in. They constantly need your prayers, and God is still answering prayers. Add to your sick list and prayer list, Brother David McCoy, Sherry McCoy's son, who's having surgery tonight. He is in ICU, and we certainly want to keep him in prayer as well. We're going to now ask you to send out your prayer request. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds. Unmuted for 20 seconds, giving you an opportunity to make some special prayer requests.
Okay, for the sleep family, the Gibson family, each and every member of my family, the Stanley family. Pray for the First Baptist family, praying for each and every one, and praying for us making another year.
Let us pray. God, our Father, we come now asking your blessings upon these your servants who have lifted up the names and concerns for those individuals that in their lives that have touched them and they have touched, and they know that they need to hear from you because they know they cannot handle the situation, the circumstances in their lives without you being with them. We all have gathered here, God, because we know that in all things we need you. We come, O God, desiring that you would be near us and send your healing grace. We ask now, O God, special blessings upon David McCoy, O God. We pray, O God, that you would be with him and be with the surgeons as they address his condition tonight, O God. Bless and heal and deliver and strengthen as only you can do. We call upon you, God, because there is no other that we can turn to. And God, we ask that you would have mercy upon us all, because we all need you, Master. Every day and every hour of our lives, we ask that you would draw real close to us and comfort us. Bless us. Give us, O God, what you see that we stand in need of. Because, God, every moment and every hour of our lives, we need you. We pray for personal growth and development. We pray, O God, that you would strengthen our faith and provide hope and love and provide health and wholeness for us, O God. Teach us, O God, your way, and teach us to live according to your purpose in our lives. Help us to be faithful to your word, and help us to be kind and just to one another, and help us to walk in the light of your grace. Keep us, Master. Bless us that we may be strong in your name and that we might be witnesses unto you. Oh, God, keep us day by day. Now, Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for how you have watched over us and brought us through the seen and unseen dangers. Thank you for keeping us, O God, and providing what we need. O God, bless, watch over us. Grant unto us your mercy. Give us power that we may be a blessing to others. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant unto you his peace. Amen. Amen.